The man heading the Pike River re-entry team reckons they'll be in uncharted territory in the mine by Christmas after getting the go-ahead from WorkSafe for the next phase of the manned re-entry. It will mean breaking the main seal at 170 metres and a team assessing and collecting forensic evidence along the mine tunnel to a large rock fall at the 2.3 kilometre mark, the end goal for the operation. 29 men died in the 2010 explosion and many families have been campaigning to re-enter the mine ever since. Dingy Pattinson, the Chief Operating Officer for the Pike River Recovery Agency, explains what happens next.
We're putting fresh air up the tunnel now. That's the first stage, because you've got to have fresh air on the other side of a wall. So we're doing that. That'll take us till the end of this week, most likely. Then we want to leave it for a period of about 7 days to settle down, because once you start interfering with the environment and gases underground, before you actually put people in there, you want to know that it's actually stable and safe again. So we'll leave it for 7 days and we'll monitor it and we'll ensure that it's stabilised again and it's safe. Only then will we then open up the wall and actually send people in.
So likely to happen before Christmas then?
If all goes well, yes.
Okay. So how many people will go into that part of the mine?
Look, it's the same as what we've planned all along, the same as what we used when we went in the 30-metre seal. So the first group of people will go in. There'll only be most likely 3 or 4 statutory mining people to be able to go in first, do a hazard assessment of that first 20-metre zone, make sure it's safe, any hazards, then they'll come back out. If there's no hazards, another group will then go in and do a forensic search, scan of that 20 metres, and then, and only then, will we start removing the wall.
So going past the 170 metre mark, what are you expecting? Talk us through it, because we have Russell Smith's loader partway down there and other items. Walk us through it. What do you anticipate?
So what we'll be doing is it's going to be done in 20-metre increments. So every 20 metres, we will do a hazard assessment. We will then do a forensic search. We will then advance all our mining services and everything like that, because we've got to continue all our services all the way up the tunnel. We may have to do roof support in some areas, and we've got to advance all our air and water lines and everything like that. So it's not going to be a quick process. So it'll be 20 metres at a time. As we go up, as you said, I'm not expecting to find a great deal in the first 1,500 metres until we get to Russell Smith's loader. We know where that is. We know there's some robots along the way as well, so we know where they are, and we'll recover all those as well. And they'll all need to be part of the forensic search for the police as well, because they'll want the loader looked at and everything like that. So we'll be doing that once we get past the loader. The next milestone is really getting the pit bottom and stone, because we know in that area that there's a lot of electrical equipment stored in that area. That was where all the variable speed drives and the transformers are all kept. So that holds a lot of valuable information for us.
Have you found anything so far of particular interest?
No, not at all. We've done full forensic search from the entrance of the mine to the 170, and there was nothing found in that area.
So this will take you right up to what, the 2.3 mark, right? Round about?
Yeah, the rocks will plug us round about 2.3 kilometres into the tunnel, and we'll be going up as far as that.
And that's the commitment so far, to go that distance, if it could be done safely.
Yes, it is.
So and, my question is, if you get through that bit, will you want to go further?
Look, our plan that we submitted to WorkSafe, it was a full detailed plan on getting to the Roxall plug. We indicated, and we've indicated all along, that it is our intention to get eyes on the Roxall. So that's another stage, is removing the Roxall plug and getting to the Roxall. And that's the full mandate of the agency. So, yeah, there will be more planning to be done in the future about how we remove the Roxall plug and how we get that last 20 metres to the Roxall.
Will you be satisfied to stop at that distance, though, is basically what I'm asking you, I suppose, Dingy. Will you...
Oh, look, that, that, that's our mandate, is to get to the rockfall. So answer to me, if we get to the rockfall, we've achieved our objective.
Mandates do change, though, don't they? Do you anticipate that there will be a push to go further?
Oh, I don't know that. All I'm focused on at this stage is we've only just got our exemption and we're at 170 metres mark. We've got to get to 2.3 kilometres. My focus at this stage is to make sure we get to that 3-point kilometre mark safely.